Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Today, we wanted to look at forgiveness. What does that mean? Forgiveness that you're going to need for that forever relationship.
So we're looking at forgiveness within a marriage context. How you forgive, when you forgive, do you forgive? And we're relating that to us being forgiven and in forgiving ourselves.
Yeah. So I had a discussion after a play that we went to, Final Call Productions.
I'm having sex. Ooh. I am.
And that production raised a number of questions for me. And so I'm having this discussion afterwards, because at the end of the play, they have a discussion about the play. And I had a discussion with someone, then we're using the word discussion about 500 times.
Mm.
So I'm having a discussion with someone who was there as well.
A talk.
Yeah.
A chat.
And
a chinwag.
And I said to this person, think of the very thing. They didn't agree with me. Think of the very thing that you would despise the most if someone did that to you as a married partner. And I said, forgive them in advance of it. Forgive them before they've already done it. Why did I say that? Because I believe that's the kind of forgiveness you're going to need for a long-lasting marriage.
So you're talking about forgiveness in advance.
Forgiving in advance. Forgiveness forward.
So it's like a prenuptial, pre-forgiving
prenuptial
agreement.
Prenuptial forgiveness, yeah. Yeah, and that's the kind of, and that means, you know, going inside and saying, well, what could someone do to me? And you go, and so a lot of people are saying, no. If someone did that to me, that's it. That's it. I'm gone, I'm done. Actually, you can move past it, because many people have. And the first tip we've got for you then is forgiveness in advance of it happening.
So if he says he was going to do the dishes last night, and you come downstairs in the morning and it's not done.
You forgive me before you walk back upstairs to me. Do you forgive me before you walk back upstairs and say, you didn't do the dishes, babe, but it's gone.
I have to work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's saying, right, look, I know you will offend me. I know you will hurt me. Yeah. I am prepared to understand and accept that I will have issues with certain things that you do. Or I recognize that you will hurt me and maybe at times even betray me. Not necessarily to be vindictive or intentional, but that it will happen.
Yeah.
And I am willing to have a roll, like that Andrex roll, a toilet roll, on. I'm willing to have that roll of forgiveness there for you, which hopefully will not run out as long as I receive forgiveness from above.
Yeah. So that kind of forgiveness is absolutely necessary for your marriage, for your relationships, whether you're married or not, for your family,
for your life,
and for you to show to your children, because they're only going to, if you're an unforgiving person, they're going to emulate that the same or if not worse, and they're going to bring that into their relationship. So forgiveness is key, and that kind of forgiveness goes into point number two, and it's the kind of forgiveness that has no sell by date. What if he's not responding? What if she's not responding? It has no sell-by date. We're going to have a look now at a scripture that shows us the kind of forgiveness that we want and who we model it off.
It's a beautiful scripture. It's from Micah chapter 7, verse 18. And it says, where is the God who can compare with you? Wiping the slate clean of the guilt. Turning a blind eye, a deaf ear to the past sins of your purged and precious people. You don't nurse your anger. And you don't stay angry for long. For your mercy is your speciality. And that's what you love most. And compassion is on its way to us. So with that word, it makes me recognize that the stuff I've done, it even goes in a little bit further. When it says your compassion is on the way to us, it says you will stamp out our wrongdoing and you will sink our sins to the bottom of the ocean. And I have loads. I have a section in one of the oceans, one of the seven seas, and it's packed. But it's sunk so well, way down. That the sea doesn't feel the pressure of my stink. And I'm so grateful. And because I'm so grateful of what he's done for me and how he's forgiven me, I receive that. And then I, in turn, should give it across here. to this,
this way,
my
this
spouse, way. This way. And then given that, what it is that we're looking at the Lord's Prayer when he's like, you know, forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. So we are requiring forgiveness from here in order for us to give it here. Yeah. And then when we give it, it actually releases us from the burden of carrying the issue around with us.
Yeah. God is the ultimate model of forgiveness. I tell you what, it wasn't until... it's not that I was an unforgiving person, but when certain buttons are pressed, it's like I want to hold on to it. Do you know what I mean? No, you don't know what I mean. You know, and the point I'm making is that pain causes us to tighten up real tight. And what that does, not only mentally, it can cause you to lose your mind. To some people, it's happened to. It's a scientific thing. You can check it out. And for some people, it causes disease in their body. It causes parts of their body to shut down. It causes people to not even be able to give love because you're closed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? You have to release that. Difficult thing to do for some people, but absolutely necessary. So that model that we got from scripture, God's kind of love, where he's like, I'm a specialist in forgiveness.
Yeah. And we're on a road. We're trying to learn this ourselves. We're trying to apply it to our children, trying to apply it to ourselves, because we just want to walk light in this journey.
Yeah.
And we realize that when we hold on to things, it just doesn't profit you at all. And it's just good to kind of just like as we have the breath in our body,
yeah,
and we have the grace which is given to us and the mercy that we receive every morning, we really want to move through and into forgiving each other. If we can't forgive each other, it's going to be difficult to extend that forgiveness to other people,
yeah,
and to ourselves.
Number three is you must forgive yourself. And again, like we mentioned earlier, forgiveness is suffocation. Yeah, you've made mistakes. Whatever those mistakes are, you list it. You get a piece of paper out and you list your mistakes. And then you just screw that paper up. This is a really good exercise. You screw that paper up. Or you get a lighter, do something, and burn it. It's serious. This is serious. Even if you have to do that once a week, you let go of your past. Now, that isn't something that always happens in a day, but it's something you practice daily. You practice forgiving yourself. And you will find that you can breathe, not only spiritually, mentally, emotionally, but physically, you can breathe a lot better.
The word says, Paul specifically talks about laying aside every weight. And when I think about the scripture, I think about carrying lots of stuff. Laying aside every weight that so easily holds us back. And it's like, look, let me just check in that bag. What's in that bag? Oh, my days. Let me get the bag, actually. It's like, what's in the bag?
Are you serious?
I don't need these hairbands. They're for my 2-year-old when I'm doing her hair. Throw that out. I'm going to need these because I'm going to have to drive. I freshened up already, so I'm going to not need that one. A nappy. She's coming out of nappies now.
Just in case.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it's a just in case, but she's really confident on the toilet. And I walked around with this in my bag today and absolutely did not need it because she used the toilet. Don't need it. What else have I got in here? This apple is shriveled. It's been here for like 3 days.
Oh my days. What?
I mean, I don't mind shriveled apples, I could get a fresh one. So that's going to easily...
Well, that's not good for you back. Anyway. That's not going to work, good. Is it?
So it's gone. Oh, can't pull that out. That's a bit deadly. This, I'm gonna need it because I'm gonna have to.
Do you need everything that's in there?
Yeah, I'm gonna need it. I'm gonna have to get around, I'm gonna have to spend money, and so I'm gonna need it. So I'll put that back in.
That's not money. Look how thick that is. Is that money?
That's a lady's purse. Great book, actually, guys. But, we'll do a review on it soon. I'm gonna need the book because it's a tool to get through. Shout out to Jim and Elizabeth Carroll. But this is just to get through and give us tools. So I'm going to need that in my bag.
Pieces of paper.
Piece of paper.
Old receipts.
You don't need it. So I think when Paul's talking about laying aside every weight, he's saying, like, take out what you don't need. Take out the dead weight and put it down. And sometimes the dead weight is unforgiveness.
Mm.
I remember speaking to this lady. She said to me, I brought up some old stuff. She said, no, the Lord Jesus has already paid for that. I was trying to pay for something which was already paid for.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense. Because if I had gone into somewhere like Tesco's and then I got to the till and someone said, oh, madam, somebody has already paid for your shopping, I would not be pulling out my card and saying, nah, I'm going to pay for it again. I'll be off in thankfulness. So it's just saying, remember to release the weight and the baggage and forgive yourself.
I read a quote actually, and it was saying, unforgiveness is like letting your enemy live in your head rent free.
Let it sink, let it settle.
No, seriously, letting your enemy live in your head rent free. It's time for eviction, mate. It's time for eviction.
It's time to get the High Court writ.
There is no writ where I come from. It's like, you've got to come out.
The High Court writ to get it out.
I know where you're coming from, but I'm saying I'm not going to wait for it's time.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from, but it's time.
You ain't calling can't pay, won't pay.
No, can't pay, won't pay. You've got to come out.
Yeah.
You can't live here like that and torment me for free. It's almost like I'm paying you to torment me. Listen, there's no point in killing yourself over stuff that's done.
Yeah, so we're saying move on in self-forgiveness. So that was our 3 points about forgiveness. And that was forgiveness, which is applicable and which needs to work in a marriage.
Yeah. You cannot have a relationship that you need to have for life without learning to forgive. Practice it every single day.
So in summary, we looked at prenuptial forgiveness.
Mm.
We looked at God's forgiveness, that we have been forgiven, so we should forgive. And we looked at self-forgiveness and forgiving yourself for things that you have done.
Mm.
And we hope and pray that these 3 things will enable you to move forward onto a road of forgiveness and to have a more fulfilling relationship.
Need it. Well, I forgive you in advance for I'm not ready. No.
You ain't got nothing, have you?
No. You're perfect. Yay. Yeah. God bless you all.
Okay, all right. Let me, before you, God bless. I will forgive you in advance for...
There's nothing I'll do.
I'm searching.
There's nothing. Nothing.
I'm still searching. Wet towel on the bed. it's difficult. But you're forgiven.
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, in advance. Yeah.
Before we finish, you see, I was going to bring this up. Because people think, well, if you keep forgiving someone, they're just going to take liberties with you. No, you learn how to handle conflict, innit?
No, you learn how to pick the wet towel off.
But what you need to do is you need to learn how to forgive in advance.
Yeah, I am. I'm on the road, as usual.
Yeah, this is the real.
So before we end, guys, we just want to say, as we always say, love never fails. Stay the course. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.